Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I'm Not Kevin podcast with your host, Sean Holsworth.
Just hold your mic.
Is that better?
I have to go see the ear. Tomorrow.
That reminds me of Kim Kardashian video. Double fisted.
Todd sounds far away.
He is. He's far away from the mic.
There we go, Jeff. Is that better?
You sound like Johnny Cash.
Man, I might go to Vegas. Impersonator.
I got stripes.
For some reason, this feels like the freaking end of most podcasts.
Oh, my God.
Or just a bumbling bunch of fucking morons.
That's how it started.
That is how it started. That how it ends? Is that how it works?
So do we have an agenda?
This one is
Benjamin.
No. This one is Benjamin Button podcast.
That's the agenda right there.
So you get younger as we go along. Does that mean I'm going to be able to see my dick when we're done?
He didn't say thinner. He
shrink.
Said,
no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, Jeff, there's no agenda for this episode of the podcast. I spent most of the day thinking I was going to put together a few a plan, and it just didn't happen.
Are you off today?
I'm declined to answer that question.
Hey, he was.
On the ground.
3 o'clock, he snaps a picture. He's looking out here in the yard, sitting with his feet up. Same position he was in when I came in.
I've been here all day.
I know you have.
That's
clocked
not
in from his phone here and clocked out. From
I know you're fucking waiting for me to come up with some reason why I couldn't come tonight, huh?
I was waiting.
Fuck you, dude.
I was looking.
I told you I was going to be here.
I was looking for.
I had some minor surgery last month. I haven't told you guys.
Finally getting a sex change.
That's it. But exploratory. Yeah. Reroute it. You got to give me an asterisk bypass.
Asterisk.
Here's the car just fine. Yeah, the car louder than Todd was. Where's my pimp?
Every fucking episode.
Here she is. She's. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
You know what? Are you at Sean's?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Well, don't. What if you lock those in the locker? What are we going to do?
God. I think she just called you an idiot.
What?
What?
I just figured it out. You can't. Never mind. What I'm going to do, I'm going to bust the locker open.
There you go. Use your Mexicanness. Sean, Todd, and Jeff, you're on speaker, by the way.
You're going to be on freaking.
Oh, that remember that Halloween party we had that 1 year? Yes. All her friends wanted to bang you, just so you know.
Todd.
He's a cutie.
Cutting your cleavage.
He's a cutie. Even you said it, didn't you?
She said, I don't know if he's a cutie now. He was a cutie then.
He looks the same.
He looks the same, like a 12-year-old boy.
To the ass of a 12-year-old boy. It's kind of weird. So are you going to be able to get it or what?
I look like a 9-year-old man.
Well, let me know if you can. If you can't jimmy it open, call me later. All right, bye. Okay, bye. Bye. Hey,
bye,
flat nose screwdriver works just fine.
All
right. You got one? It's locked in the car.
I think we do. We gotta have some
here. All right. Don't get fired.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
This might not be an episode of the podcast.
Whatever.
I just found that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She's hung up now. You can talk. She don't listen to this. I don't want to hear about your past.
No such thing.
Who's that guy that's Rob's friend? Todd? He's cute.
I didn't wait to tell me back then. I
you don't want to deal with that drama, dude. Knock the ass. I think that at the time, you were dressed up like a cow or a cowboy or something. That thing.
Oh, yeah. That was your...
That's actually what I'm looking for.
Oh, the pictures? Yeah.
So we're talking about... What year was that?
2005 or 5, I think. After I got the house built.
Oh, it was 2005.
We moved in May, had the party in October.
It was a good time.
Dude, we killed that fucking kegerator, and then we had to go get more beer.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
I don't remember that part.
All I remember is all her friends were there. I just got hammered. I didn't give a shit.
Yeah, every time we hung out, I think that's all we ever
knew.
Hammered. That's all I remember.
Right.
Being hammered or don't remember.
Yeah. Filthies.
Oh, yeah.
The Filthies, yeah. We did a lot of the partying with the Filthies. Oh, there's a Filthies picture.
Yeah.
Pictures. Yeah. So we're talking about a local band in Bakersfield.
I had my Filthy shirt with my face painted that night. God, look how young Kelly was there. Shit. Old man now. Him and Guppy living next door to each other up there down in Bear Valley.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we just got to get Kenny and Gus up there and have a little show. I think Kelly sold all his shit, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hung it up. That was good. That was good time.
He lives on the fourth hole of the golf course up there, dude. And he's got deer and shit coming up to his backyard. It's crazy.
Wow. That's cool.
Lucky asshole. Fuck you, Kelly.
Yeah. What's he doing up
there? He works at Edwards Air Force Base doing something. So he commutes over there now.
Oh. Okay.
He does like the X-ray of the pipelines and shit, mm-hmm. or something like that. He does something with the planes up there now, though. He won't tell me it's classified. He wouldn't tell me if there's UFOs over there either, but you know, it's not Area 51, so.
Right.
Sure. Remember that? Remember the day they were celebrating the breaking of the sound barrier? Chuck Yeager and all them were up there. It's like the fucking 90th year, whatever the fuck it was.
Uh-huh.
So I called Kelly, hey, you up there with that celebration at Edwards? So fuck no, I'm drunk. I'm off. I don't give a shit.
How's that beer, Jeff?
Not bad.
Don't let me take over the podcast, guys, you know? Get off your fucking phone.
Said the guy that just took a 10-minute phone call from his wife.
Hey, that's desperation. I talked her out of having to go. You know, I let her think it through for a little bit. Oh, I can bust in my locker. Yeah, because I'm not coming. So, that's what she said.
That's what she said.
You would have
went. Yeah, you know I would have. I was going to take all you guys with me and just go real quick, just down the street.
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
She's over there by, what do you call it? Coffee, where the fucking bridge goes over for the West Park Freeway, piece of shit. I hate that fucking freeway.
Jeff, are you going to look at old pictures of when you were skinny all night?
Jeff's reminiscing.
I got some pictures of some crutches.
Aren't you glad there weren't...
No.
Aren't you glad there weren't digital cameras back then?
Dude, we had incriminating evidence of shit we did, man.
I do, but I don't.
Yeah.
We'd be in jail right now, or if we ran for mayor, we wouldn't get it.
All right.
It would just pop all of a sudden. These pictures just wind up on the freaking news.
Oh, shit. As soon as you're famous, it's like all these hoes coming out. I got fucked 10 years ago. I'm coming out and telling everybody now. Charles in Charge, whatever her name was, told that Scott Baio touched her. Well, won't you come out sooner, right? Yeah. By now, it's like, fuck you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry that happened to you, but you should have said something. She went to Baywatch. Tell me Hasselhoff didn't touch her, too. Shit.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Jeff is trapped in his phone right now.
What are you playing? Fucking emoji?
He's playing Candy Crush.
Candy Crush. You guys ain't fucking interested.
Yeah, you're playing.
You're not interested. Jeff's going to have to do a shot of freaking whiskey here pretty quick.
He's on that gay Tinder.
He's playing one handed pocket pool digital.
I'm on Curves.
Curves? What the hell is that? Yeah,
Pick Hunter. You're on Pornhub. Did your wife listen to this?
What's the one Jeff? That was on?
I don't know.
Reno 911.
Look that
was
shit.
Was it Reno 911 where the gay guy was had that?
The guy on the roller skates, that gay guy.
The gay guy that always, or the guy that always wears the tight shorts.
The tight shorts, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
And then he was on some kind of app thing. Like there was a name for it. Funny as shit.
Jeff's looking it up right now, I think.
Right there.
Yeah, that guy.
That is a good-looking dude.
Who's that?
Oh, you talking? Which one are you talking about? That one? Jeff's going through. Is that Nacho Libre? Is that what that is?
He had his thumb over it, but he had that Suge Knight-looking dude on his phone that you sent me all those times ago.
His show is a lot cooler when he's drunk.
Sitting on the end of the bed and his crank's on the floor.
Yeah, remember that?
I wonder how many times Jeff beat off the picture.
They don't mess with it. The pages are stuck together on the phone.
The apps are stuck.
Is it a new iPhone? Is it just proof?
When he swipes right, it doesn't switch. It goes...
Like a
ripping pages.
Doesn't.
Jeff, you need to delete some.
I was going, dude, what are we going to talk about on the way over here? And then it's like, all right, just pick it up and go.
Incriminating evidence on your phone, Jeffrey.
Is the new iPhone, is it, it's waterproof, but is it jizz proof?
Right.
Jeff smelling it. Or were you looking at it? I couldn't see.
Compared to that microphone over there.
Is that the X, Franklin?
No, this is X Plus.
Oh.
Contribute now. Turn on. Scratching his temple. He actually moved.
He keeps stroking that thing.
And we're back. And Franklin finally put up his phone.
It's not far away, though. Quit dropping shit on the table, Jeff.
I still don't think I'm loud enough. I gotta lean way into this thing.
Oh, you're fucking loud enough, all right.
Shut yeah, you're loud enough.
Yeah.
Don't cough into the microphone.
All right, gold member. They're golden. They're smoking a pancake.
It's going right into fucking
a bong and a blitz.
Austin Powers or whatever. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I hate the Dutch.
I don't even remember those
save
quotes.
Save me, he's all picking this. Save me for myself.
Robbie will quote the whole movie.
Fuck
we let
yeah,
him. We can't let him stop. Stop him. Jeff
says
something.
You're crazy, but now I can see your nuts. Aha!
See,
shut the fuck up.
Start talking, Jeff, please.
Say a movie, I'll fucking act the whole
time. How about them Chargers?
Uh-oh.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Let's not go there.
You don't want to go to the Chargers?
No. We don't go to the Chargers.
Did you go to any games this year since they're in L.A.?
Fucking Rams are the ticket now, dude.
Yeah, Rams are.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Too bad New England will go down there and play next year. I'll go see him.
What'd you say, Todd?
It's a new stadium we'll do for you.
Yeah. New location. Yeah.
So they get to play at the Coliseum, and the Chargers are playing where the MLS soccer team plays.
Are
like,
they? They like didn't
some,
this year, though.
It's like some fucking high school or something they're playing at.
Yeah.
Just about, right?
Ticket sales are a little rough.
It's a beautiful field, but it's only like 11,000 seats. That's all right.
Rob can talk shit because his fucking pagers are in there.
Dude, I'm going to ride Tom Brady until he dies, okay? Which is like probably next year. Two more years or whatever.
How old is he?
40. It should be done.
Should have been.
Well, when you got the refs standing up for you, he can play forever.
Fuck you, dude. Dude, all he needs is a shot to the kneecap and he's down again. And that's it. You should have kept, kept Garoppolo.
Videotaping freaking practices and...
It was a deflated ball one and a videotape in the other. That's two. So if they get tomorrow, that's six. Or for Sunday, that's six. That makes up for the two. Fuck you.
We're a little sensitive.
Where's Joe Montana? Throwing bases at walls on commercials.
What do you suppose they paid him to do that?
Same amount that the place pays him to pay for the heart fucking high blood pressure pills he takes.
Didn't he have like a promising son that was supposed to play or something and just...
Yeah.
Petered out.
He quarterbacked that rich high school down in LA where everybody went.
They came here and played
Bakersfield College. Yeah. Bakersfield Christian.
Went like Snoop Dogg.
They had Gretzky and Will Smith's son played against Derek Carr here. Yeah.
Will Smith, yeah.
But you said whose son?
I was thinking Snoop Dogg.
But Snoop's dog's son played.
Snoop Dogg quit. He's going to be in the pros, though, because he sat out the year for... He went to USC.
And then he quit playing football at USC, right?
USC, then he went to UCLA or some shit, and he quit.
So, but you think he's still going to go to the NFL?
Yeah, he's good. He's
really?
Sat out, yeah.
Hmm.
He should be only a sophomore in college. He's got plenty of time.
That's crazy.
Snoop's all involved in that.
Yeah, he has his own league in down there, right?
Yeah.
For junior football?
Fucking Kessler plays for Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to draft number one. They're probably going to get the other USC quarterback that's coming out, Sam Darnold.
Oh, yeah? Quit banging the table.
I don't want to make Jeff jealous.
Just had this fucking image of Robbie standing up plowing the table.
Fucking rusty this thing is. I'm due for a tetanus shot.
I didn't think he'd get...
Fucking!
That's not schmegma, that's rust.
That's the I'm Not Kevin podcast budget's a little rough. My sponsors aren't
fucking say so, dude.
Plastic holdout ones might help you a little bit better.
I have one of those, but the static electricity from the damn thing screws up.
Sponsored by Lucky Lager next time.
A blanket over it or something?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Something.
Try it.
I'm thinking.
So I'm
it's over
chafed.
There in the
I'm
corner.
Getting fucking chafed over here.
Put a sheet over it.
Take a picture from underneath. The fat's coming through the holes.
What, are you on a different show?
No, I'm on the right one. Can't you tell? Did I mention I killed a 40 on the way over here?
Totally. There's a line.
Just right leave here. The mic on, and I'll just talk. Record. I don't give a shit. It's like they hear myself talk. Should have seen before I got my teeth. It was really fun. Oh. I got fake teeth now, right? Brother's teeth got yanked. Meth addict now.
That's what happened.
So wait.
You gotta live it. You're hired.
Yeah.
Pop the fuckers out.
Take them out and put them in a ditch.
Fucking yeah. That's it.
I was thinking of you during the State of the Union address because Nancy Pelosi had hers. She's having problems with hers. Did you see her?
Is that what she was chewing on?
Dude, you got to look that up.
Is that what she was fucking chewing on?
I don't know. She either that or a cut or something. Her mouth is fucked up. She's like, the whole time.
I'm surprised
time.
She was even awake, dude.
Fuck. Maybe she wasn't. Maybe that's what she does in her sleep. I don't know. Yeah, she looked like it. She looked fucked up.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't get to watch it.
Yeah. I missed it.
It was good, but it was good to watch the. When they all stand up and do the applause or whatever, you could tell where the Democrats were.
Yeah,
when,
that's
and
how
where
it
the
is.
Republicans.
There's more Republicans standing up.
They do like divided, the. Well, yeah, it was obvious. They could pan back shot of the whole audience, yeah. And they'd all stand up and they'd be like. It was just like a line.
How about that fucking rebuttal, though? Was that something?
It was stupid.
The fuck is that? Another Kennedy? How old is he, 10?
Oh, that guy, man.
Do you see that? They had to come on the next morning.
Drool in his face?
They
see that?
The next morning, yeah. Had another press conference just to qualify what he was saying. Yeah. Dude.
Yeah, he was.
Name I thought he was crying about us building the wall.
Yeah, he was.
I had a double take. I thought it was Trump's sleeping son.
You're missing the video here. Robbie's.
Remember that shit, the inauguration? Fucking standing there with his little suit. It's like fucking 10.
Not down.
His butler kept shaking him.
His butler? You know he's got one. He's got his own little assistant, probably.
Fucking nanny.
Whole team of people.
You ever seen that movie, The Toy?
Yeah.
That's probably who he has.
I love that movie.
Time for your bath!
The German lady?
The fucking German lady. Frau Brucker. Wee!
That's a different movie. Frau Blucher's from fucking
Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein.
Cigars.
That's gonna be the whole fucking podcast.
Fucking Gene Hackman blind. He's like, where are you going? I was gonna put on a quiche.
He mixing movies all.
Up. Yeah, he's just blending them all together.
He's all trying to get the fucking soup bowl, and he pours. Putting on the beef.
This is. Terribly not entertaining.
You're not going to make this.
This is terribly not entertaining for the fucking podcast.
Thanks for coming, Todd. I see you.
Todd just pushed his microphone away.
That's good.
I'll listen to the Robbie show.
Quoting fucking, it's like a smorgasbord of movie quotes. You don't even know what movie he's talking about.
I'll fucking do it.
It's entertaining for us, but I don't know how entertaining.
I acted out the whole, what was it, the
1977
whole,
movie fucking shit yeah. When I was born.
I wasn't just a sperm on the wall. I was alive.
Old ass
hey,
man.
You didn't fuck him over. He said 1977. I wasn't even born. You're always fucking with him for being old.
I didn't have to. You fuck missed him. He just admitted to it. So.
No, he said he wasn't born in 77.
These fucking guys are younger than me, and they got more gray hair than I got. What are you talking about?
He was.
I figured,
hey Jeff,
I figured
how do you
tell him
you
he was born
hair?
In 65 or something.
Hair gel.
Yeah. But
how do you get rid of your gray hair?
That was a different episode.
Yeah.
That was a callback to
that was a funny
10
one.
Episodes ago.
That was probably the funniest one we did. Mini-me, I mean, Kevin was there. What's up, Kevin? What's up,
bitch? Kevin, I heard that one.
When did we
last
do that?
Episode,
that was like...
No, it was a couple before that.
We went out to Mexican food afterward, remember?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Remember?
He came by for... So there's an episode, if you're listening to this, there's two episodes that haven't been released yet, but they may be by the time this one comes out, maybe, I don't know. That Kevin sat in on with IPA Today and Troy from Omtat Bakersfield came by.
I saw that.
But
saw pictures.
We're going to have to spend some extra time editing those because we got really, really shit-faced. And
that never happens.
I know. And I don't even know what we said. I texted Kenny the next day and I was like, dude.
What the fuck you say 5 minutes ago? He talks into his memo while he's fucking podcasting, that we can go back and see what he was saying.
Dictation.
Dictor, hell, I killed her.
Man, it's time for a commercial.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, wait. So, Todd's Home Repair.
www. Yeah.
100?
Feel free to do an advertisement if you'd like.
Kick in some money and sponsor this bitch.
You gotta talk over Robbie.
Yeah.
I'll back off. There. You'll still pick me up on your mics.
No shit.
No shit, Chad. No shit.
Fucking right back in the movies. Fuck.
Make yourself one. For God's sakes, would you cover yourself?
You fucking brought this guy.
You pulled my fucking string, dude. I've been cooped up for 3 months, okay? I had a lip fungus, dude.
Disappeared.
I had a fucking lip fungus, dude. You're my. Can you tell you what happened to me?
No.
I had a growth in my mouth, dude.
Shut what? That's what she said.
Yeah. She wasn't a nut.
Not the usual suspects.
I was walking around looking like Elvis because it was pushing up my lip when I was working.
Hunk of burning love.
I showed him a picture of it.
I deleted it.
Yeah.
So what kinda was
grossed
it?
Me out.
It was my
herpes?
Added infection herpes. From the glue I was using. It made like a pus pocket under my lip.
Oh. This is making for my glue. Great podcast topic.
So had it lanced. So I had a fucking lance after Christmas. Fuck.
It hurt.
I thought. Tastes like iron.
Look like Todd's taint.
You're the only one here who's seen it.
Oh, God.
He was worried. That's why. Someone had to help him.
If I could view my own taint, I would never go out on Saturdays.
You don't go out on Saturdays.
I don't go out anyways.
So you can.
I can view my own taint. It's what mirrors and...
Jeff, my taint hurts. My taint hurts. Your taint ever hurt?
Tell us that story.
No. That story. You guys ointment for it?
That some shit squirted on the wall.
What was it?
So, I ended up getting an...
You could use a fictitious person if you want. You don't have to say it was you.
A friend of a friend. Third person.
I read it on the internet.
So
another guy named Todd.
I don't give a shit. Who cares? So I kept getting like this little boil on my taint, you know?
Okay. I'm listening.
Started out small, started getting bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden it's fucking like went away.
Mm-hmm. You thought you cleared up.
I guarantee he Googled STD on your taint.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
I would have. Shit.
That's why you're supposed to get waxed, not shaved.
So I ended up
clean those razor blades.
Infected oil gland.
Oh.
And when the doctor lanced it open, it blew out. Exploded. Like, this nasty pus and blood.
What kind of doctor did you go to for that?
Oh, it's Kaiser.
Just a regular general P?
I guess. I don't know.
Do they have a taint doctor, or is it like a
ear, nose, and taint doctor?
I felt like I was getting ready to get a bird.
What kind of position did they put you in for that kind of event?
Stirrups, holding up my nuts.
Did they really?
Yeah, it was pretty like, gnarly, dude.
So you got to see it squirt across the room?
Yeah.
Did he duck? Like, oh, huh? Over his shoulder?
It hurt like a motherfucker. It wasn't even numb.
Oh, fuck, he rod-dogged you.
He numbed me with some stuff, and then he came back, and he's like, can you feel that? And I said, yeah. He poked me with, like, the needle, and he said, can you feel
sure
that?
It was.
I said, yeah. And then all of a sudden, he just fucking grabbed that scalpel and said, whack. And I said, oh, yeah, dude, I almost passed out.
Holy shit.
I almost passed out on that one.
You know how he numbed it? He spit his mouthwash on it. It's minty.
Minty fresh.
Is that the only problem you had down there?
Well, yeah, hang on.
How come you know more about it, dude?
Jeff's bringing up all the taint stories. Yeah, so was that the end of it? Tell me, was that the how did it?
Yeah.
No. For the don't change stories yet.
Oh.
Don't change stories yet, because I want to hear that one too. But I want to hear the end of the boil. He lanced it and then.
Right, and then they leave it open.
Did he give you like a maxi pad or something?
No, they pack it, huh?
Yeah, they pack it. They pack it.
Mm-hmm.
Full of
gauze and shit.
Gauze and shit.
And then
And then you got to pack it every day. Right?
Like shove
it. You do that yourself, or do you get somebody to do that for you?
Do it myself.
Fun times.
Yeah, good time.
You toast yourself?
Cheers, Jeff. And then eventually just healed up.
So it's supposed to heal up, but mine didn't.
Oh shit!
Mine caused what you call a fisticle, and like
fisticle.
Like a fish eye in your tank.
Fish eye.
Or like a fistula.
Part of it got that wound got into the poop chute.
Oh right.
And
so you started shitting out of it.
No, it wasn't shit. It was just like
two buttholes.
Like it'd just be like plus come out of it. You know what I mean? To have a little wet in your underwear. Mm-hmm. So I went back to the doctor, and the doctor was like, "Well, yeah, we could do it. We could go in there. We could fix it. But there's a chance that we might hit your sphincter, and if we do that, you're gonna be wearing a colostomy bag."
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Well, how good? I mean, what?" The,
give me the whole story on that.
Yeah. We're getting it out because they're coming.
Who's that?
I don't know. It's a bug. Who is a bug?
Oh, that's McKenna. It's my daughter.
I wash my back,
could it get tank yanked?
Tape yanked.
Shit, around here you get stolen. Let's
come I had to hide my. I hid my wallet in my car.
I'll be over in Malaysia for a slave trade.
He's so cute.
Been
in over for a bathtub of ice with a kidney missing.
60-year-old Democrats are fucking playing my ass.
They would get twice the money for you for having two buttholes.
Okay, it would be on the black market.
Twice the money. Hello.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. She's hiding something. No. It's all smiles. My daughter smiles. She's up to something.
She's high.
She's what?
She's high.
She's high.
Jesus. Connie doesn't listen to this.
She got eyes from just walking up here.
Jesus.
So then what'd they do?
He said that, and he said...
So that's kind of scary, right? When he tells you you might have a colostomy bag the rest of your life, right?
Yeah.
You're freaking 30 years old or whatever. And
so I asked him what the next option was, and he said, "You just live with it." And I said, "All right, I'll just live with it." Mm-hmm. So... eventually, it closed up.
Yeah.
Oh, really? It just healed
up.
And the boil never came back?
Never came back.
So what did he say caused the boil?
Or
what?
Yeah, it was an ingrown...
Like an ingrown hair?
No, it was a clogged oil gland.
Fucking, what are the chances of that in your freaking taint?
Yeah, I guess where it stays, like, sweaty a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That happens.
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty.
During summertime.
Need them freaking fresh balls. That's a crotch rocket going down Olive Drive, sounded like.
Dude, how's the bike? Remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
So you got a scar?
Scar?
Jeff wants to see the scar.
Yeah, you want to see it?
Yeah.
Did you compare scars, Jeff?
Yeah, I got something down there, too.
Can you just go all the way to your taint?
You got everything else happen to you. Mm. Twisted nuts. That hurts, man. Just saying that. How'd that happen, by the way?
Flipper.
You're bouncing them off your leg and it twisted up on you? How'd that work?
You know, I don't know.
Wrenching on one and sitting in the shower.
I always, you know what I'm doing? I always got my left hand on my balls.
You know how somebody messes with change in their pocket all the time? That's what he does with his balls. He twisted that motherfucker up.
Don't have grandkids looking for change. Here!
Oh, you got a hole in my pocket.
Don't want that one.
Hole in the pocket, that reminds me of a story that guy we went to high school with. Remember that basketball?
Oh, yeah.
Cut a hole in his pocket and was beaten off.
Yeah.
And
JC Penney's.
Yeah.
That was the guy you went to high school with?
Yeah, we had a buddy that was a secure, like, undercover at the JC Penney's.
Really?
And
what was her name?
Well, that's where I got. We're mouthing names across the table.
And he was telling us that they caught that dude. He was like this big football star cat that went to South High with us, and jeez, they caught him like standing in a clothes rack with his hole cut in his pocket.
They had it like standing him there and
beating off.
Well, they had the chicks
at the perfume counter.
They had to. They were like, "What's he doing?" So they actually had to, grab him, and they're like, "What's he doing?" They had to reach their hands in his pockets,
and that went all the way in. Holy shit! So how long after you guys graduated was that?
It was like
2-3.
Yeah,
two,
I mean, so it was like fresh. I mean, yeah, you guys knew the guy, right?
Yeah. Were we working there then or no?
Yeah. No, because we worked there basically when I graduated, so they were still in school. It was right after. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I was there until 93.
I mean, because it's like that. You think of somebody like that being like an old pervert or whatever, but it's some friggin' guy you always went to. I mean, it's like a kid still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friggin' jacking off with a hole in his. I mean, it's like premeditated. It's not like a spontaneous jack off. Like, I mean, he had thought about it. I got to cut a hole in these shorts. This is my jack off shorts.
This is the most in-depth conversation of the night. I'm backing off to listen to this, man. Let me put my memo on. I'm going to take notes.
Just go by the store, pick up some scissors.
My problem is I don't fit in the fucking clothes rack. Unless I'm at a big and tall, fucking Lane Bryant, looking at some cankles. Jesus Christ. Put that girdle up around your armpits. Oh, yeah. Take that out, please.
So does that make you like a registered sex offender?
Yeah.
I mean, it does.
Yeah.
That's an expensive freaking.
Are you picking up a preschool or something?
Yeah, there's a daycare right across the street.
Dude. They're going to be home picking them up. It's 8.
Don't pick your kids up.
Shit.
She takes kids there all the time. Yeah. Quick little pause.
Shit, here we go.
What'd you say? Can't what?
Can't touch this. Well, now I'm 44. In fact, can't see this. Shit. I'm sitting back. Sorry. Can't even assume the position. Because this leaning hurts my hernia. Look at that fucker.
He's got a hyena.
I got a hyena that's laughing.
Man, that was the coolest place to be, was the...
So off air, we're talking about.
I knew a better place, Dell Avenue.
Greenfield.
Well, it was close.
Dell Avenue Drunks. Yeah, it was close. We're talking about Greenfield. What's it called?
Green Valley Golf Course.
Green Valley Golf Course that was on White Lake.
Water slides, maze craze, miniature golf, and the slick track.
Slick track.
Yeah, we.
That's badass.
If you go on to
Bakersfield doesn't have anything like that now.
Look at Shoots and Ladders Corn video. They film it at fucking Green Valley Golf Course.
I hear they're building one.
Oh yeah, they should.
A water park.
Yeah,
I have heard talk about that.
Is it in Hart Park or somewhere?
Nah, it changed. It's gonna be, from what I hear, it's gonna be over by Olive Drive behind and Newton.
Oh, so right here
by that Chevron.
Okay,
yeah. By Mills.
Yeah. That big field right there.
Oh,
wow.
Claim Jumpers.
No shit.
What?
Hotel.
Water
park right there.
Damn.
Be
coming up in this neighborhood.
That's from pretty good source too.
Yeah.
Think of all the traffic that's gonna be there now.
No shit, it's not bad enough as it is. Of course, when they open up, when they connect what's that freeway goes by your house? The new one.
Crosstown freeway.
West Side. They're supposed to connect that to, I think the Crosstown freeway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're coming through with it.
Mm-hmm. So that'll lighten up a lot of the traffic in this area. I hope.
Dude, they shut down that one lane on Olive last few days over here.
I don't know. I don't go that way.
Well, I go that way to go to work every morning on the freeway right here. And you talk about adding 30 damn minutes to your day trying to get past there.
Yeah.
I could have drove over here, had breakfast with you, and then fucking went to work.
You wouldn't have made it because I'm gone way before you leave your house.
In the morning.
I'm gone at freaking 5 in the morning.
And what's with this freaking socks with this foot pad at work shit you were showing me? What is that? Like a shihatsu for your feet? Fucking queer. He sends me Snapchats. He's always in a meeting. He's all. And then he takes a picture of his feet. He's got his socks on. And he's standing on this rubber mat with all these prickly point things.
I got one of those stand up desks.
A Vera desk?
It is, actually.
It's the only one on the market. I guess that's a good guess.
No, there's other ones. But it's.
Fucking Big Lots brand or what, dude? Jesus Christ. Duct tape and a cardboard box.
It's fuck.
Fuck.
you.
So what is it?
It's a stand-up desk, so you can raise it up and work.
You know, what's with the foot? That is not the foot pad.
I didn't go that big.
Did that come with the foot pad?
No, you had to buy that extra.
Is that
so it has like a foot.
I've never seen you have anything that big.
So you take your shoes off.
So I take my shoes off, yeah. And just stand on this cushy, squishy little thing. And
massages your feet.
It's got like these little humps on it where you can, you know, massage your foot. And yeah, it's pretty plush.
And then he walks to the kitchen in there and he has his little fridge where they have lunch. He's eating like quinoa and all this fancy shit.
He's so fucking full of shit.
Motherfucker. He's all salmon. And I take a picture. I got like a fucking monster and a Snickers. Mr. Health over here. Is that gluten free, Sean?
Caviar.
Jesus Christ! You got bunions now.
You made it sound like I work in a fucking. I work in the oil fields.
Jesus Christ!
That's what makes
it wouldn't look like it. Look like a fucking Serenity Health Spa out there in fucking Lost Hills, dude. Fucking, Jesus Christ!
We're all getting in the back of the Harley now.
Dolly, turn her vibrator on. Did you notice the lights dimmed a little bit? It's like a prison scene.
Sad part
is. Fucking dude cruised his hog right up into his driveway. That was awesome. Thanks for doing that.
The sad part is Robbie's getting it.
What?
You said. Like a prison move.
She don't listen to this.
No, you're going to get it from the vibrator.
Oh. That's here how I is. Lost my teeth. It chipped a tooth. Kept doing it.
Chipped a tooth.
Instead of the green mile, that was a green smile. Joel Kofi. Where's that picture, Sean?
Fucking movies again.
Where's that picture, Sean?
Shook Knight.
I don't know what you're talking. Oh, fucking, you got it, don't you?
Shook Knight.
You got the freaking. You were shot earlier.
John Coffey and Shook Knight had a baby.
Which one?
It was in that same section of the phone that you were looking at the other picture in, right?
Yeah, it was like Mighty Joe Young with his crank on the ground.
pull up the camera. Or the phone.
Like a remake of fucking King Kong at a Motel 6.
Billed by the hour, not by the day.
I know. It's
you know, Todd just got it. We're talking about this picture of.
You know, his knuckles are rocking. He fucking drags them when he walks.
That's not what he's dragging.
were you with us that? I was telling Dolly the story the other day. Remember, were you at Pismo one time? We had were you with us with the car show that time where we had that fucking trash can full of sand for Casaneda? Remember that? Were you with us? It was Mark, Corey, me, and you, I thought.
Maybe, I don't know.
And we had the car show. Remember, Casaneda had that fucking sand around his car with the Rinaldi had, remember, for the car shows? So we were dragging a fucking trash can and getting sand off of it. Remember the surf motel right there where you kind of go off the blacktop right onto the sand?
Uh-huh.
And I hear Mark in the way in the back, hey, Robbie, pick up your fucking stomach. I turn around, there's like a big old drag mark where we're dragging that trash can. You fucking dick.
Dragging his gut.
A long time ago.
Yeah,
I've had to put up with these pricks for more than half of my life.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I said prick, and Jeff pricked up.
He started paying attention.
Back on his phone again.
I know, huh?
He's looking for that. He's looking for that.
You say cock, and he's on it.
Did you get the grocery list?
www. Look, he put it down all sensitive and gentle-like.
You don't want him to bump the table. Yeah. Hey, I like... what's a Mount Olympus? What is it? Established now? What is that? LeBron, the tan one?
What the fuck are you talking about?
The beard, dipshit. What do you think I'm pointing at? Not him. The tan one. How old is he?
40. Dionysus.
That's pretty damn good.
That's a great beer. So what we're drinking is the cloud juice from Dionysus in Bakersfield. It's a crowler. It's 8.4. I've had this since I got on 1229.
Blow it my way, dude.
Please.
So
Wafting.
What'd you say about getting fired?
Wafting.
That's just the nicotine.
The vapor.
Yeah. So
wow.
The cloud juice is it's a good.
You know I can get the medical card. I'm diabetic. I got diabetic nerve pain.
Whatever.
You got them diabetes.
I got the goddamn diabolicals.
Can't get a little from my cataract.
I got my Cadillac. I mean, my cataract.
Cadillac. The Eldorado.
I remember my dad one time. This is fucked up. You know my dad.
A lot of stories start with your
dad. He would stand in the government cheese line to make catfish bait out of the cheese. You have that cheese, like Velveeta?
Oh, yeah.
He'd roll it up and put garlic in it, and we'd catch the shit out of catfish at Buena Vista. One time he's in line, and this dude gets cheese. He gets out of the line, gets in his Cadillac, and drives a brand new Cadillac. Like, he didn't need it. My dad's like, that motherfucker in the Cadillac. You're making fucking catfish bait out of it. What are you talking about? Like, and then my wife's
You're judging me?
And my wife's like, that's all we had to eat. I feel like a little dick for about half a minute.
And then the block was like about, you know, a foot long, right?
Yeah.
I think you use about a quarter of it to make cheese
and you know
make bait for a week.
You cut a hack off. Remember, the cheese now, you got to cover it with a baggie because it gets all stale.
Mm-hmm.
That fucker, you leave it in there. It wouldn't, it's just brand new. You put your finger in it, it'd still be there.
It was impervious.
Impervious to the mold.
I know all about that cheese. Try melting that
dude,
shit.
Ain't nothing better
than that. It would never melt.
Huh? A hunk of that, dude, I was on a... Okay, back to the story. We went deep sea fishing off San Simeon, me and my dad, a bunch of his buddies.
Uh-huh.
Fucking dad. I'm all seasick. I've never been on a boat before out there. Whips out a fucking bologna sandwich with the fucking that cheese cut off a big old chunk and had onions sticking out the top of the bread. You want some? It's over his face. Want some? I fucking hurl, dude. That's so fucking gross.
Make fish bait. Shit too. Peanut butter cookies.
Peanut butter cookies.
Fucking still can't eat a peanut butter.
Throwing up while deep sea fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Mine's ginger. I tried the ginger. You know, here, tried the ginger.
No, I'm ginger?
You mean the spice?
Spice girl?
Don't think
these
sushi.
These motherfuckers are going on yachts. Not
peanut butter.
So they're getting like ginger.
Oh, shit.
Caviar.
What's up,
Irie? You know? MREs? Meals ready?
Yeah, so before he landed in the helicopter, he get on the yacht.
On the helipad.
Yeah.
They had to move the fucking jet skis out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yachting on Lake
that's
Havasu.
That's the lifestyle they live.
No shit.
Yeah.
Hook into my yacht in Lake Havasu. Champagne and
I don't know where
lollipop dreams.
Is.
Salmon.
What do you say?
You go on there and they show like on fucking Travel Town, the world's greatest yachts. There's fucking Sean and Jeff. This motherfucker, welcome to California Gold, where's the fucking alley cat? And there's Jeff standing. I'm Hillhauser.
That's right, it is, Rob. I love Hillhauser.
He was badass. He went to Pismo. You mean you dig sand and get a clam? That motherfucker was buff, though, for an old guy. That is amazing. We can get a couple clams and sell them? We're down here at Pismo Beach digging for clams. I'm Hillhauser.
There's Poncho.
We're down here on Wall Street in Bakersfield, California. We just left Wool Growers. Now we're an establishment called the Alley Cat. Open the door, there's fucking Jeff. Hey! God.
Look it up.
Shit.
Look it up.
Hey.
I got it on VHS.
We're on Instagram Live, and Rob's got fans for the belly stand, the belly microphone stand.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Every time he laughs.
So what's with you getting people listening from Alaska?
And Japan.
Really? Oh, mm-hmm. God, you're going global.
We're going global.
We're in Japan for the podcast. I'm Hillhauser.
With California Gold.
California Gold.
Get you off the garage.
Tomorrow we're going to be in Salinas.
Hey, your daughter's watching, just so you know.
She is?
Yes.
Do your fucking homework. She's like, I'm going to Comic-Con tomorrow at the fairgrounds. No, you're not. You haven't finished your homework.
Yeah, you are.
We need more beer. We do need more beer.
Call her. She can drive over here now.
Spin that around, please.
My daughter's fucking 17. She's about ready to graduate high school.
Yeah, that's Jeff.
Huh?
That's number 55.
I was on.
Tune in Tokyo.
You hear that shit? My daughter's going to graduate high school, dude. I'm tripping.
Cloud juice from Dio.
Mine's senior this year.
So is mine. Where's you going?
Huh? Oh, your daughter said bye.
Where's you going?
Independent.
Mine's going to Frontier.
Now we're on the side conversation of where's our kids going to school.
That's what I heard.
Fucking A, dude.
I heard that shit.
They're smoking a cigar.
California, Cowboy 1981.
They're vaping right there in class in front of the teacher. Yeah. That shit. They don't give a shit.
So we're streaming live on Instagram.
My daughter was really watching it?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
You're getting called out, Robbie.
Don't you know me? Why would she say?
No, not by her. She's gone. She's doing her homework.
You watching me?
Somebody
they
said.
They want you to put the microphone back on your belly and laugh again because it looks like.
Is that the Holsworth Gay Convention watching? I'll oblige.
See, oh, you fucker. Don't do that in the microphone.
What, are you eating off of it? Welcome to the Rob Harris Podcast. Hey, your thumb's in the way. There she goes. I was until you told me to do my homework, laugh out loud.
Yes. See, I got influence. Okay. I'm under the influence. I got influence.
Oh, shit. Somebody's challenging you to drink some real stuff like moonshine. That's all this guy right here. That's what he likes.
The Hulhauser thing was funny. Instant feedback.
Hulhauser was a legend.
He was.
If you didn't know, if you don't know Hulhauser from California Gold back in the day.
She's put Hulhauser. She goes, I don't know how to spell his name.
That's why you need to do your homework.
We're down here in Santa Barbara with the mission. You mean they used to ride horseback to every mission and it was 24 hours and they built a mission in each spot? There's 8 missions on the coast? And then we went to Pismo Beach and dug for clams?
Mexican
Hulhauser. Fucking Hulhauser, dude.
Yeah, we got technology up in here. Look at that. Wireless microphones.
Yeah.
You can't hear them really, but.
Now we're in for
a here we go.
This is magical. Oh, wow.
Magical.
Look at this.
Hold it right to the mic, Jeff, right here.
It's like his wedding night. You mean you're gonna fuck me?
I know everybody at home now is just glued to the television set.
What's the big deal out of me just stepping right
in some horse shit?
Entry point into Mexico, and technically it's a violation of going to Mexico not to an entry point that's authorized.
Am I in Mexico now?
Build a goddamn wall.
Really caught my attention.
Build a goddamn wall.
Beautiful.
Right.
Oh, there's Neptune over
there. Oh my God.
Definitely calls out to me. Is this the world famous Baghdad?
Is this one you're on? Is this the one you're on?
I have no idea. The Baghdad Cafe? You mean I'm really going to get bombed?
Is he on it?
Well, golly.
Somebody said digging for clams at Pismo. Get this guy to Competition Hill. Competition Hill. That's Competition Hill right there. Mr. Todd. He's been up that road a couple times.
Todd's been at Pirate's Cove, I'm sure.
Okay, we have been there. Nothing but
old
fuck.
I know, old wrinkled nuts.
We got all excited.
Cowboy 1983-1 says Robbie should drink some moonshine.
Bring it on.
If we had some. Bring some over.
Bring him some over, Willie Robinson.
Willie Robinson. Strapitos.
Here's the Hulhauser.
Hulhauser.
California gold. Here's the Jeff Worth at the Alley Cat trying to pick up on chicks. And I show him how to dig for clams.
That dude was classic.
Yeah.
He whipped my ass. That fucker was ripped, man. See how big that dude used to be?
He was. Look at my grandpa.
Yeah. We're gonna log off of Irie is hammered. We're gonna log off Instagram Live for a little bit. We'll probably come back.
You got more fucking feedback doing that than you doing this.
That's right.
I probably just got fired. Thank you.
According now, headphones on.
You're a tonguer, dude. You know that when you're doing stuff, you're like.
Okay, I didn't know it. One time, I almost shot my own tongue.
Sean, you okay? Did you get over your hump? Quasimodo, you okay? Wasn't your hump on the other side? I have a hump.
Young Frankenstein, I got it.
So yeah, I'm going to be Comedy Club next week down in LA. Come and see me.
What was the story you were going to tell?
Where are you doing this at?
Comedy store.
What was I talking about?
You had a story. We started recording because you had a story.
Oh, fuck, I forgot.
You're cut off.
I'm done. Said he was a tonguer.
That shit's stronger than I thought it was.
Is that your handwriting?
No.
Oh.
So I think it's...
You're illiterate if you did.
Tyler from Dio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Awesome. I just got freaking booted. I ain't been there yet.
86 from a place you never been
86
to.
86 before I even get there. I'll be 86 before I get to go in. Why am I fucking sitting like this?
What are you talking about?
At least you'll have nice teeth when you get to get in.
We're going to log off of here.
We're going to Share a nice sarsaparilla with some prune juice. Have some cream spinach at 3 a.m.
The fuck are you talking about?
We both can, he's 90, I'm 44. We both can take our teeth out. Oh, fuck. When I grow up, the Laverse, put my teeth in the jar, remember? That's me now. Thank you. Thanks, Candy Mount.
Oh, he's talking about... He's talking about... Now, we went from movies to songs. He's talking about Embalm You.
No, talking about When I Grow Up.
When I Grow Up, the song from the... Out, the
way to go, dickhead. You can't even remember. You did the first website on MySpace. Remember? Remember the old English filthies?
That's a true story.
It is. And they were fucking proud of that shit. Look what he did.
Fucking technology. Look, he got that trophy up there over it.
No, that was my beer, actually.
MySpace.
What was that for?
Took you an hour to talk to somebody.
Yeah. Our kids won't know what that is.
Hey, Tila Tequila did very well on that website.
she was entertaining.
Yeah, it still is. I just wouldn't want to touch it damn thing. Might have a boil on my taint. It won't be from a gland. And then I won't have to lance it. I'll just take some ointment and some pills.
Oh, penicillin shot.
Right in the tank.
Jeff's got a few.
He's got an IV. Just going through the fucking lead. Go ahead.
What are you doing? Leave fucking douchebags in their phones.
Jeff's taking pictures.
Put the phone away.
Jeff's taking pictures.
Dude.
Of his taint?
Sean, let's take a picture of each other.
Yeah,
holding
a beer bottle. Fucking beer consumer tag. This is a pale.
Robbie, do the Hugh Hauser.
We're the law office of Holsworth, Holsworth, and Hauser. We're posing naked with our bottles of ale here. They're both red ale, but soon the bottle's going to be brown ale. We're going to dig for some clams? Really?
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
Twiddling his beard. Fucking crackers and cheddar falling out of it.
That's not crackers, it's fucking quinoa from lunch. He's all, hey, Todd, you ever had couscous? You fucking Richie bastard.
It's the first time couscous has ever been said on couscous. Any podcast. Ever.
This fucking guy over here buys a new house every day.
Oh, shit.
Trying to talk to him. What are you doing?
So, hey, Jeff, you got to pull up that new house? And a jacuzzi.
Todd talks to Jeff once a year, and every time he talks to him, what are you doing? One year it's I'm looking for houses, the other one it's I'm moving in.
You moved from what, the Oaks to where? Hagen Oaks to where? Tell everybody, we want to go over there.
08?
08
That's
what?
Where we're at now. 08 U12.
Right. How come you don't have a pool, you puss? You got cement. Because you're a working man.
That's right.
Fifth wheel.
You got a spa.
You got a spa.
That I haven't used in 2 years.
This fucker's growing the West Nile virus in his backyard. He got like an inch of fucking film on his damn spa for all the mosquitoes growing on it.
Probably true story.
Your fault. The other half, he's pointing at me. The other half are in that fucking beard, mate. He's got larvae and shit in his beard. You want to get stung? You're going to die, bitch. Fucking dumbass. Shave that motherfucker. Be a sponsor for Gillette. They'll pay you.
Fucking, if you'd like to sponsor the podcast,
Jesus Christ.
Email me at imnotkevinpod@gmail.com.
You got it going pretty good. You know that beard competition.
Be glad your double chin ain't bigger because you're getting that curl at the bottom from hitting it.
It is.
Yeah.
Curls out.
Curl roll.
If I go like this, if you look at me this way, it's like that. It reminds me of...
You look that way, it's like goat boy.
What?
Abraham Lincoln.
I was thinking of the freaking the Fighting Irish mascot.
Yeah. I know where to get a wire brush.
I wasn't.
Yeah, that fucking that gray that. Shit's wiry as hell.
It looks like
it is. You can't tame that shit.
Well, winter's over unless you've noticed. 85 next week. Come on.
Is it really?
Yep.
It's fucking 70s this week, or right?
Yeah.
It's freaking crazy.
Happy Groundhog Day.
Reminds me of our cousin.
I'll slap the fucking shit out of you.
He had a beard like that one time, and
he lit it on fire, didn't he?
He ate some.
No, that's a different story. I know where you're going. Like a week later, I can still taste it.
Did he listen to this?
Huh?
Does he ever listen to this? Mr. Forehead Tan?
My wedding pictures.
Hey, did you like my eclipse picture today? That was pretty cool. Huh? Uh-huh. That was my third floor window in my office at corporate where I work. The fucking sun was shining and half my face was lit up. I was like, my eclipse. Like half dark and half whatever.
Yeah, that's fucking gay.
It was.
What?
Well, anyway, Sean put down his arugula salad to fucking laugh at it.
Arugula.
Couscous.
You know what's funny is he's pulling all this shit out of a fucking hat. I don't know what he's talking.
I don't drink tap water. I have Evian.
Smart water.
Smart water. Vitamin water.
Fuck. That's awesome.
You cock. That's awesome.
All his new fucking That's awesome. Rich friends.
No shit. He don't need me no more.
We have this Bean Brothers Pale Ale from Belgium.
He's all Bean Brothers from Belgium, and I'm wearing Brooks Brothers shirt.
Holy shit.
Very dark blend with a light nutty. Shut the fuck up!
He fucking drinks it like a fine wine. He's fucking smelling it.
Hey,
he switches it around in his mouth.
Part of the reason for this episode of the podcast is having Robbie and Todd here is because I got some very
Are you changing the fucking subject?
No, I'm not. I'm doing the actual opposite.
Don't get serious on it.
At Thanksgiving time, I'd seen Todd for the first time in a while since probably the last podcast we did, and Todd said, "All you do is talk about fucking beer on that show." So.
That's how it wasn't supposed to start when we started doing this shit.
Todd's talking about beer.
If you
listen
to the first few episodes. So,
no, Todd's talking shit about us talking about beer.
No, Todd's talking about beer. That's all I hear. Fuck, we're talking about beer, Todd.
Jeff's listening to what you're saying about your Belgian.
He's like, oh, where can I buy that? I'll buy a few bottles of that. Chum. It sounds good.
Nutty. Sean, I come in. Sean's like talking about his beer cooler over here. He's like, I copper fire wire fed it. And he's talking all this little electric shit. It's a cooler.
No, that is Sean's cooler, the one with the light.
Jeff, stand up for me.
He had to carry it through a casino.
It matches a zebra stripe Speedo.
No, that's that. Oh, you're talking about that zebra one.
Yeah, I'm talking about the zebra.
No, I did have to carry that one through a casino in Vegas. It's
like a purse.
That carries another liquid we don't want to talk about.
Just for men.
Beer gel.
So last time I saw you was at that restaurant right here, that Mexican restaurant. You're eating. It was about 3 years ago.
Was you house there?
And before that, we were at the...
You saw me. We've seen each other before.
That. Yeah. This fucker sat behind me at the Disturbed Corn concert. That was cool. Yeah. Right behind me.
What year was that?
Shit. 2009, maybe? No, it was earlier than that.
It's like...
The whole fucking arena, he's directly behind me.
2002?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit? Right
yeah.
Hmm?
I got so drunk that night. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We're all shrimmed out. That's the night we met those strippers on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You weren't there.
No, I was in Huntington's ass. It was during the week and I was in Huntington. I should have been there.
Shit, I wasn't there.
Shucks.
That was the night
Gary
got skipped.
Holy shit.
Did you take a drink?
Give me a milk mustache. Oh my god.
It's a celebratory L.
It's pretty nutty.
That's what she said.
She never said that to me.
Disgusting.
It looks like the jar after my teeth have soaked for 24 hours. It goes in. I drop the mint in. It's like a Tums. It's like green, like mint. And then I wake up, it's that color. Because of all the coffee I drink that fucking eats off the shit off my teeth.
What the? Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't brush, fool. I soak the motherfuckers.
So if I threw one of those in my mouth and gargled with it in my mouth, you think they would do the same thing? Take the...
You ever threw a fucking, what do you call it?
Pepto-Bismol? Alka-Seltzer?
No, a Tums or whatever to a seagull, and they eat it, and the fucking mouth foams, and their head blows off.
Alka-Seltzer.
It's just like that.
Effervescent.
Hey, have you ever seen that happen?
Effervescent.
Have you ever seen that happen?
Yeah.
Have you seen it happen in real life?
Yeah, Pismo. We did it.
Really?
And fucking
his head blew off.
Head blew off. No. Because I filled it full of gas.
I thought that was
Sorry, PETA.
You should try it.
Holzwerth did it. He made me do it. fucking cup picking his ass.
It doesn't matter. It wasn't a snowy plover, so you're all right.
Yeah, you got a fucking prison for that. Federal prison.
It wasn't a fucking, what do you call it? Kangaroo rat here from Kern County. Or a kit fox, which you see all over hell.
Yeah. For sure.
Good input.
So, I'm glad I could help you, Hauser.
Let's talk about this trophy you got up there, Sean.
I thought we were talking about strippers. Didn't you say you found some strippers? Is that what I heard?
He's ashamed of that trophy, man. What is that? It's pretty big.
I will grab the trophy. Hang on.
It's in a real fucking place of honor. It's up in the top of a shelf all dusty.
I'll give that trophy by...
He wanted to hear the stripper story, dog.
I didn't want to hear the stripper story.
I think he fucking has a hole in his fucking pocket, too.
Hang on. Now tell the story. Yeah.
Except he ain't fucking jerking. He's looking for it.
It's a kung fu trophy.
What the hell?
Yeah,
wow, I didn't know you were in a karate kid.
Come on.
Would you do the fucking...
I got my green belt. That's my green belt.
You and Kenny do the crane move on each other? Yeah. You're the best.
Did you read it? Read it? Yeah. Okay, hand it to him. Let him read it.
Bust ass when you
watch.
I thought he was fucking hitting
poor,
on me.
Poor ventilation in here.
I thought you were hitting on me for a minute.
He's making fun of Jeff's eyesight. Did you read it?
Did you see it?
Fuck yeah, I read it.
What'd it say? What'd it say? Read it. Read it out loud.
Your beer kicks ass. IPA Today podcast on tap, Baco. Yeah.
No, read it like you. How's it work?
Okay, I'll fuck this up.
This is a trophy I got.
So Mr. Miyagi just handed me this trophy. Wasn't the All-Valley Tournament champion. Apparently it's from Kenny from IPA Today, being a smartass. Your beer kicks ass. IPA Today podcast on tap, Bakersfield. Can we go visit them? And I'm not drunk yet, but did you see the fucking typo?
That's what I was waiting for.
Baker's file? I before E, except after C, you fucking illiterates. Jesus Christ. I'm Baker's file.
I was hoping one of you guys.
You know how I noticed that? Because I fucking do that all the time, too. I before E, fucking all of them. That's amazing.
Amazing.
Next time I need to be here when Holmesworth's making his brew.
That was for homebrew. Yeah,
that's for you. Yeah. Did you have any of that stout yet? You ain't drinking, huh?
No.
Fuck.
This is fucking rough. I mean, it tastes all right, but it's rough.
It's got flavor, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. We have two different shows here.
One of the men, the other ones are pussies. It's cold. It's got booze in it. Drink it.
Drink it.
Oh, my God. That made my mouth water.
Who's the pussy?
Hey, look. Adjustable cock rings.
Velcro always comes across freaking podcast.
Is this how it sounded when they launched that thing?
No.
That's how it sounded like when he walked.
You're going to make me do it a lot of editing.
That's what it sounded like when Jeff Ball twisted.
No, it sounds fucking a lot higher pitched than that.
This is me in the summer when I'm trying to unstick my nut from my thigh. Oh, that's funny. Edit.
Not as funny as you were hoping it was.
I fell flat.
Wah, wah,
look at this fucking thing. Looks at me nod on. He's all. It's like he's fucking sharpening a spear while he's doing it. Take my thumb off. I'm lucky.
How would Hauser open that?
Oh, fuck. I would have just used my muscles. Twisted that fucker like, right off.
Oh, wow. Did they
for
really?
Gee whiz. Pussies.
I never.
I'm on Instagram
that kind of language.
Fuck. I know. I'm sorry. You are what you eat.
So how would Hauser open that?
Twisted it. I would have twisted it with my muscles and used my teeth. Sharpen a spear.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and rate the podcast on iTunes and Google Play, Twitter @I'mNotKevinPod.